Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, I hope you've had a good weekend. We have to settle back into the week now, I'm sorry. But let's get it going, shall we? It is June 22nd, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend in around 5 minutes. Actually, some good news that came out over the weekend if you're a Windows fan but still running that old XP. First off, please stop running the old XP. Secondly, go grab yourself a test copy of Windows 10. That is, of course, if your computer can handle it. Why, you may ask? Well, because if you go download a good old ISO of Windows 10 Preview and you keep it on your machine till July 29th, you're going to get Windows 10 for free. I'm not joking. Yes, Microsoft has confirmed in its Microsoft Windows blog post, users running the Windows Preview builds as part of the Windows Insider program will be able to upgrade to Windows 10 for absolutely free. Oh, that's sweet. Now, if you want to get in on the juicy free action, Windows Insider users must be running the most up-to-date data preview release of Windows 10. That would be build 10.130, by the way. And you're also going to have a Microsoft account. Once you get all that together, the final version of Windows 10 will go live, and then you'll be able to download it and install it for free. Kind of feel like Microsoft is turning over a new leaf over there. So many things coming out that are going to be free, and you don't have to spend for this or this or this. Kind of nice. Kind of also makes you wonder what's under the fine print. Staying with Microsoft news and actually going over to Bing. Let's face it, Bing's video search, it's terrible. But Bing's about to change all that, especially when you're searching for music. Yes, that's right, they've gave Bing a much-needed makeover, and the new page layout gives a much stronger emphasis on music videos, as well as additional video details such as channels and view counts. That basically just helps you when you're looking around for those videos from official clips or the poorly produced ones. Now, the big question is it better searching for music on Bing Video than it is YouTube? No, not really. But I must say, it's actually a little bit more enjoyable experience. YouTube could actually take a few pointers from the new Bing Video search, believe it or not. Twitter. We love to tweet, we love to talk, we love to shop. What? Yes, Twitter has started rolling out a product and place pages that allows you to discover and purchase items within the service of Twitter. The new pages will organize related tweets about products and brands on dedicated pages. And then if you go to the product page, you'll be able to see other users' tweets about the product, the prices, and sometimes there'll be a buy button there too. Oh, how convenient. Basically, it's a way for brands and celebrities to connect together and push that product. Reese Witherspoon, yeah, you might know her. She's kind of an sort of actress. And Nike are just a few of the 41 partners so far that have signed up to push this service. Collections will feature more browsing, window shopping, and product pages aimed at providing you more information. If you're wondering when you're going to be seeing this, well, you're going to be seeing it basically now as I'm speaking. Collections and product pages have started rolling out on the web, iOS, and Android. And if you're already sick now hearing about this, well, get ready to be even sicker. Twitter's going to be testing more commerce experiments in the coming months. Oh, yay. Now, most of us that are iPhone owners, me included, we love the looks of the new phone. It looks nice, it looks sleek, except for those stupid, ugly little bars at the top and bottom. Makes you kind of want to play football, or should I say soccer, for our American listeners on the back of the phone. Ooh, goal! Well, if you don't like the looks of those little thingies, neither does Apple. And apparently, Apple hates it so much, the company has filed for a patent on a composite material that looks like anodized metal, but allows wireless signals to get on through. What this means in the future, don't know how the near future is, you're going to get a cleaner, much nicer looking phone without those stupid lines. On other than phones, though, it could also be used to blend other services into one big, nice looking, sleek device, too. Such as, the trackpad on a laptop. Not a bad idea. In other words, it's really just Apple in the future making us buy another product that we probably don't really need at that time, saying, hey, look, it has no lines now. It looks so much more beautiful. And yes, myself included, I'll fall for it. And finally, staying with the realm of Apple and probably the biggest news that happened over the weekend, Taylor Swift. Lover or hater, she's not in love with Apple right now. As you may or may have not heard, you know, Taylor Swift's new album, 1989? Yeah, remember that was pulled from Spotify? She had enough of that crap, and you thought, well, at least she'll be going to Apple Music. No, she will not. At least, not that album. Yeah, that's right. Taylor Swift's going to be denying Apple Music probably one of the biggest selling albums of the last 2 years. In fact, Ms. Swift actually penned on her blog stating that, "I'm sure you're aware that Apple Music will be offering a free month's free trial to anyone who signs up for the service. But what you may not be aware of is they're not going to be paying writers, producers, or artists for those 3 months." Now, yes, we reported this to you last week. Maybe Taylor Swift listens to the BT at No Show. Thank you, Ms. Swift. Anyway, she actually goes on to say she finds it shocking, disappointing, and completely unlike this historically progressive and generous company. Yeah, Apple. She's talking about Apple. Taylor Swift said she wanted to put out her opinions on the free month free trial and echo the opinions of every artist, writer, and producer in her social circles who are afraid to speak up publicly about the new Apple Music launch. Amazingly, Taylor Swift went on to say that, "We don't ask you for free iPhones, so please don't ask us to provide you with music for no compensation." I personally am not a big fan of Taylor Swift until today. Go, girl, you go. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. Hey, guys, Bash is coming up very, very, very soon. If you've been debating or you're not sure if you want to go to the Bash, well, first off, you're going to miss one heck of a time. Secondly, what the heck are you waiting for? britishtechnetwork.com. Get over there, buy your Bash tickets right now. Make it a fantastic weekend. Go to the Curry Night on the 3rd and then have the big old Bash on July 4th. I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed, but you got to be getting the tickets now. britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there. Click on order tickets. Get yourself set for one heck of a fun weekend coming up in July. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yes, indeed. We will be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, hold on. I know it's Monday, and I know it's going to be tough. Hang in there. You're going to do it. We'll see you tomorrow, and thank you so much for listening.